Hello.
Hello.
Just because I say I'm going to be late
Hello
doesn't
and
mean you
welcome.
have to be late.
I stepped away for you said I am completely unprofessional and going
Going
to
to
be
be
late
five.
today.
Well, I at least give you a notice. That's not unprofessional. Going to be a little late.
That's true. Well, let's just say I'm going to be a little late for every episode.
And you're there on time, and then you say, "Okay, LOL, blah blah blah," and then you're gone.
I got tired of waiting in the room, so I just kind of strolled around the office for a bit. Came back and you're in the
You
office.
don't have anywhere to stroll in the office. You have to like step over like 25 things and.
I maneuver between the comic boxes, try not to knock over any stacks of comics. Yeah, you should see the path I had to take to get to the door in this office.
Nobody else goes into your office. Do you work in there too?
Yeah, it's my office.
Shh. Well, how do you not have a workable office?
It's what do you mean not workable?
If you have to like cr do some ninja moves to fucking get into your chair.
Once I'm in my chair, it's fine. Got my chair, got my desk.
That's so uncomfortable, man. I need
What do you
pictures of this workplace.
need to pace around the office? I got the whole house to pace around if I need to pace. This is basically a little cubicle, and my walls of my cubicle are made up of comic boxes. Envision this.
It's the smallest cube ever. And it gets smaller every time.
Every time I go to a convention, it gets smaller. That's true.
So I gotta tell our listeners, or our listener, that I have really bad allergies. So if I'm making lots of sniffles and
Yeah,
sneezes.
I'm not much better, so I'm getting over a cold, but I think it might be allergies at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what mine is. It seems like allergies because it's not going anywhere. Like it's not progressing. It's just there.
Yeah, just hanging around. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Ow. I stabbed myself. We got snow. I think we still have snow on the ground. Let me look. Oh, not really. It
You
went away
don't
yesterday.
even look outside. God dang.
I didn't look, not this morning, I didn't look outside. There's still some snow last night. It must have been warm overnight. Warmer.
I went and got a big breakfast at
Oh.
McDonald's. It was delicious.
Did you get a egg muffin?
No, it was the big breakfast with pancakes.
Oh,
Comes with
pancakes.
sausage, egg, hash brown, pancakes. Good stuff.
They make the pancakes there, or are they frozen pancakes?
They make them there.
Did you used to make pancakes?
Yeah.
Or did they not have breakfast when you were back in the 40s when you worked there?
Used to mix it. Used to add water to the
The powder.
powder and then use a whisk to whisk it, and then you put it in this little squeeze contraption that squeezes out one pancake.
Yeah.
And then you'd squeeze out pancakes. And then the big breakfast, you'd like
Perfectly sized
scramble
pancakes.
the egg, and then you put it in this contraption that has squares, and it just moves back and forth in that square until it's done. I don't know what it looks like today. That was the old way.
So
That's probably like.
it's an automatic sausage roller.
No, egg.
Oh, egg.
Sausage, you just grill. Like hamburger
I thought you said
patties.
sausage. Oh, so it makes the square eggs.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know. Maybe after you retire and you start working at McDonald's again to pay your medical bills, you can find out.
Maybe. That's some bullshit that you'd say that.
I regret the medical part. But plus it doesn't make sense because if you had medical problems, you probably wouldn't be working,
Yeah,
you know, at
McDonald's.
McDonald's. You made some poor decisions if that
Yeah.
happens. But I do look forward to going through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Why?
Because I'm gonna order a shake and then throw it back at you. Put it on TikTok.
You can't order. There's nothing there that you can eat.
I can eat the hash browns. I can eat the pancakes.
But it's fried in pig fat.
The pancakes are fried in pig fat.
Could eat the pancakes. You can't eat the hash browns. And you don't eat eggs.
I eat eggs.
Oh, those are chickens, man. You might as
They're
well eat the whole chicken.
unfertilized chickens.
You don't know to that. You don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Look, I don't want to get into a political argument
You
about
don't know what came first.
when life begins. Is an egg considered life?
Well, they did that in one of the states, right? I mean, they ruled the embryo, like people that donate their eggs or, to freeze them and have kids.
Yes.
They ruled it a lot that it's alive, so
Yeah,
the
but isn't it a
clinic
fertilized egg?
shut that place down.
Yep. That's the future of our very restrictive country. Welcome.
Welcome to Geek Brunch.
The political brunch. I'm your host, Professor Emeritus at Comic Book University.
Don't think you'd pass your classes in Comic Book University. You don't remember what the fuck you read.
I think if I studied, I would pass. I have many comic book books that I could read and learn all about history.
And then you don't remember
Comics. I can remember the next day.
nothing.
I remember nothing. I remember nothing. Look, we're not here to criticize old people for not being able to remember things as well as they did when they were young. That is a byproduct of the growing of our brains and the shrinking of our brains.
Yep, you can't defrag your brain.
Yeah, you can't. My skull. I can't expand my skull so my brain can get bigger.
I don't think getting bigger would help. Maybe if you shrank it
Shrink my brain?
and you were more efficient.
I need to put some AI in my brain. Because the eye is not working, so I need some AI
That's right.
supplemented. It's coming. Isn't Elon Musk working on a chip that you stick in your brain?
I don't know. Maybe he is.
I thought that we're working on that.
I know that one fucker has like chips in his hands, so he can open up his car. It's got his key thing in
Oh,
there.
he's a fob in his. In his
Yeah.
hand. So if you want to steal his
Not
car,
in
all
it.
you have to do is chop off his hand.
Yeah, and then he
And
has
he
to
didn't.
buy a new car, and then he's got like. No, it
You got to put a
doesn't
chip in
work
the other hand.
anymore.
Or he could put a chip in his stump.
That's right.
He didn't think of that. Too quick for him.
You have tattoos?
I have zero tattoos
Nah.
because I could never
A race
fully
one?
commit to anything.
You could get King Snake.
That would be cool. I don't care
Isn't
about it
that
that much, though. If I was going to get one, I'd probably get. What would I get? I don't know. I'd probably get a scene out of Elizabeth Bathory.
Then you'd have to wear like a long sleeve shirt or something.
Like full sleeve. Nothing but cum all over my arm. I'll get
I had this head and a dick in it.
that a dick going through a head?
Going through
Through a
her
neck
neck
hole?
hole and out her mouth.
Say, well, yes, it is.
That's a filthy book, man.
That is the nastiest book I've
Yeah. See, Penthouse is like tame.
Penthouse, I read in church, I think, and I don't
Yeah,
know bat an
you.
eye.
Elizabeth Bathory, you have to say, oh my, oh my.
I don't think there's a single page in that book that you could show to anyone without getting arrested.
Yeah, that's true. Faust, maybe, but it's
Some Faust
questionable.
pages, yes. But there's some
Al
pages. There's a
although
lot of
this
pages
was
in
like
Faust, yeah.
a fuck competition, this issue that we
Between the
read.
two?
Yeah, it's
Oh,
like
yeah.
M fucking Jade
They
and
were at the
Faust
same
fucking
time.
Claire
They're
at the same
psychically
time,
linked.
and they're like, "Oh, you gotta come first. You gotta get there so we can beat M."
That was probably the this is probably my favorite episode or issue of Faust so far, because it clarified some things and it was action-packed.
I don't know if it clarified things.
It did to me. Well,
I don't know what it clarified.
I know what M's plan is now.
Oh, because you knew that at the end of last episode, Armageddon. I mean, it was to
Yeah,
bring
but
hell to Earth.
he fully described it though. In any case, tattoos. You don't have any, right?
Yeah, I have one. I have Popeye tattoo.
On your tramp stamp.
Yeah, coming out of my ass.
Out of your cl he's crawling he's
And
re climbing out of your
he's got
butthole.
some spinach. And it says, "I am what I
Forgot about that one.
Yeah. Now I don't like to like subjugate myself to pain or that I don't want to add pain to pain I already have.
It's temporary pain, though.
Yeah, but why?
So you can look cool.
That's not cool.
Don't you want to, I can't remember what the word is now. Goddamn old brain, person brain.
Well, you could probably get a tattoo at the next con we're at.
I know. I was gonna say, don't you want to pimp your ride?
Pimp my ride?
Your body.
No.
Get all
My
decked out
body's
in
falling apart, man. It's like an old
cool.
beat up jalopy that you'd be putting on
Yeah, now if
a
we get
cool
tattoos,
sticker.
if we get tattoos now, we'll just watch them slowly
Deteriorate into
deteriorate as our skin gets older and
loose.
older, loose, starts hanging down. It's smart getting one by your butthole because I think your butthole stays pretty tight. Your taint stays pretty taut throughout your life. At least if I know anything from all the elderly porn I've watched. Granny's on the loose.
That's the one part that stays intact.
Like a little baby's taint.
You're getting gross. See, are we purposely picking like really nasty comics or is it just coincidence?
Well, Yeah, no, I was thinking maybe we should have a spin-off show that's just like a adult Geek Brunch After Dark. We got
We got a long way to go on Elizabeth Bathory.
three porno
Faust, we're
comics.
almost done. I
Yeah, we're getting
think.
there in Faust.
We're on what, 11?
Yeah, 11. Was
And
it
it
like
goes to
15 or
15. It
16?
goes to
Yeah, 15.
15.
Ooh, only four
I was
left.
reading some of the back matter and it didn't make sense to me. Like, the guy was trying to talk to him, like, what it really is, and I don't know if they really know.
Was it an interview with David Quinn?
And Tim
Or both of them?
Veal.
Yeah.
Sound like they were doing a book called Omega, and I don't own that one. Least I don't think I
That was
do.
it released? Let's see if I own anything called Omega. I'm sure I do.
There's a lot of Omega stuff. It
I
was
don't have anything just called Omega, though.
Omega. Was Omega something, I think.
Well, there needs to be a Faust Volume 2 because they gotta collect. There's some other stuff they need to collect all the one shots and follow up series.
Or was it Omen? And was it Omega or was it Omen?
There is an Omen. It was three issues. I have either I have either one issue or two issues of it.
That's Omen. North Star?
That Faust related?
No, but it's David Quinn and Tim Vigil.
Oh, yeah. They did a few things together.
I have one. I have issue two. I'm missing
Yeah.
issue one and three.
I have issue one and maybe issue. I mean, I have issue two and maybe issue one.
Were doing that book, and it's almost like they got disinterested in it, and they were like, "Let's do something you're strong at. Let's do something like Grips." So they came up with Faust. I did get some more Grips, so I read all of Grips Volume 1, and then I read Grips something or another. I can't remember what the hell it was. Maybe it was, what was the company's name? I don't remember what it was, but it's whatever Silver, no, the guy Chris Silver.
Silver Wolf.
Silver Wolf was the first company.
Oh, Greater Mercury is the
Yeah,
second.
Greater Mercury Presents or something is the sec, like, if you want to follow
The Grip
the Grips
story.
story, you go Grips Volume 1, Greater Mercury Presents or something like that, Grips. And then you go from there to Grips Volume 2, and I started getting Grips Volume 2 now. And then you go into Grips Adventures.
What?
So I've almost completed Grips Volume 2. I still got three or four more issues to go.
Yeah, some of those, but I do not have even close to a full run.
It makes more sense than Faust. Like, I don't.
Did you say it was pre-Faust or post-Faust?
Pre-Faust.
Pre-Faust. That's interesting. Oh, Grips Volume 2 is 12 issues.
Yeah,
Grips Adventures, eight issues. That's a lot of issues.
it's a lot to track down. And then I think there's some side stories in some of the other
Some of the books. Oh,
bullshit. Yeah, Greater
anthologies.
Mercury anthologies, yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely seen Grips name in a couple of books.
Yeah, so I decided I needed to finish or get close to it, and I ordered some more. But now I have to go to the basement and find, 'cause I had bought like this big Grips bundle that had like little pieces of every volume, but not everything. And now I have to go find volume 2 so I can read it in order, the ones that I had.
Yeah, you gotta fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and then I think I got 1 through 8 now, and now I got to get 9 through 12. And then I finish that if I can find 9 through 12. Sometimes it's not trivial. You have to wait a while.
Yeah.
Don't think there's many copies. And as the title goes
Oh, it was
farther and farther, there's
the
less
later
and
issues.
less.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure, for sure. Wonder.
So I got those in the mail this
Yeah.
week.
Oh.
And then I got the first appearance of the Tasmanian Devil. And
Wow, you're getting
I
all
got the first
those.
appearance of the Beverly
Yes.
Hillbillies. And what else
Yes,
did I
I've
get? The first appearance of Rocky and Bullwinkle, Natasha and Boris.
What year was that?
Sometime in the 40s. I'll look it up. Well, I have it here. Where did I do with it? Oh, I know where it is. I can't fit those into the drawer boxes. The ones that are sort of gold key-ish or Dell, they're like somewhere between the golden age and the silver age.
And they don't fit widthwise.
Yeah, they don't fit.
They're fat boys.
1960.
Okay.
Before I was born. Yep, I've
So what
been
do you?
getting.
So are there more that you want to get? You don't have to say what they are because we don't want people to snag them before you get them.
Well, I would love the Looney Tunes, but that one's, from what I can tell, the majority of them appeared in this one comic that there's
Yeah.
only 200 copies in existence, so like that ain't
What?
gonna fucking happen.
That's rough.
Yeah. But I can get some of the ancillary characters. And then I put in an offer for the first appearance of the Brady Bunch. I'm bidding on the first appearance of Blade, which is in Tomb of Dracula. We'll see if I get that.
Okay. Was the first Looney Tunes this Looney Tunes and the Merry Melodies number one?
Yeah.
Someone's selling it on eBay for $14,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not.
You can get a CGC for 5,000. Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Nah.
I can get Wolverine for cheaper than that. 181 Hulk. And
Yeah.
Punisher. Those are two that I'm still looking for. Amazing Spider-Man 129 and Hulk 181.
Those would be nice to have.
And I have Cracked Magazine I need to still get, but I got all the appearances of Three's Company and Mad Magazine and Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you just get like an appearance in each of those magazines? Or is that their only appearance in those magazines?
No, Mad has a couple, and I don't know if I could find another Crazy. Crazy didn't run as long. Crazy's not as good, man. I was looking through Crazy and I was like, man, what is the. Like, there's no cartoonist appeal to it other than the stories they're mocking. In other words, they're small things to compete with Spy versus Spy and Don Martin and all that other stuff is just terrible. Like, it's just not funny.
I don't know if I've read a crazy.
I used to have a subscription and I threw them all away, but
Think I had a. I might have had a subscription to Cracked.
I don't think I had any cracked.
Or maybe I just, no, I don't think I have a subscription. I think I would occasionally pick it up off the rack. And Mad, of course.
I still am mad at previews though. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I never saw them solicit in DCBS the cross-gen titles. So I gotta look on eBay around August for it.
For the collections.
For Mystic, I got Sigil.
Wow. They probably did it. I hate these dumb FOCs where
Well,
they.
they did the amalgam before it was even in the preview magazine. Like, this last order form, you had to order the DC
Yeah.
Marvel amalgam or the DC versus Marvel, and I ordered both of them,
Yeah, I
which
saw them do an
was
FOC
quite
for that.
expensive.
Yeah.
Those
It
are
is hard. It is hard.
expensive.
They're making it so difficult. It's like, I don't get it. Yeah, it's like now we got to go not only by previews, but we got to pay attention to the. I always got to look through the FOC emails now to see if there's anything that I didn't that hasn't been solicited before.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Because then, yeah, because
Well,
then it
I'm
it'll be in
lucky that
previews.
my shop owner does that for me for the Spawn
Yeah.
and Savage Dragon, because this last Savage Dragon, not the one we're covering, but the one after, it had four covers. So I had four covers, and then the Spawn and the Salmon Twitch had two covers, but only one was solicited. And then the Spawn had three covers, and it's an awesome cover too. It's Brett Booth doing a
Oh.
Spawn on cover C, which wasn't solicited. And there
What?
was one other one. So, like, there's. Luckily, he just orders me everything, so.
How are they doing? Looks like I ordered two covers for the next issue. Yeah. But there's four, you said, of Savage Dragon?
Well, this last one had four.
I ordered two of them.
Two of them were. So you have the usual, right? Cover A and cover B, one that has just
Yeah.
the Marvel logo. And then you have the Walking Dead cover that he did, which has like a red background. That's cover C.
Yeah, I
And
ordered
then
that one.
you have a fully colored one of the Walking Dead.
Who knows what I'm gonna get? I don't even remember ordering multiple covers. Apparently, I did. It is Savage Dragon, though. So. I'll cut myself some
Yeah.
slack. It's always hard. Like, you'll be going through previews, and there'll be some. You'll see something like, "Oh, I'd like to get that," and then you see that it was solicited. Like, it's not even orderable anymore. It was already solicited. But it wasn't in previews before. It was just in FOC somewhere along the line.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Making me work too hard. I can't work that hard. I'm very lazy.
Well, I guess some things are not totally a loss. I mean, I just like to keep my Spawn and Savage Dragon as a full collection.
Yeah, you're crazy that way.
I still have to complete my Spawn too, so.
So do I. Although maybe I'll just give up on
I'm not.
it. You're gonna get a fight through.
That's what they were saying. Faust, was inspired by pretty much his talent and grips. And then he was like a professor in college, and I don't know, he was exploring stuff.
Getting philosophical.
Yeah.
And this last Faust was getting into the religious creation and things.
I didn't get as much out of it as you, I guess, 'cause I got what it was about, but I didn't get any deep meaning that you did. I mean, there was a lot of verbiage for sure.
Yeah, there was a lot. It took a while to get through, especially the early pages. It's just like lots of text.
Didn't understand some stuff either. Like I was like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, why is the demon looking at the head of Mr. Beef? And
Yeah, some of the stuff
was like, what the fuck is that about?
went over my
Like,
head.
because the he released the demon to kill everybody. It seems like everybody at the orgy is dead, and all the gang lords are dead. And the reporter's still alive, but the cop is dead. And all of a sudden, Faust's eyes are, after he has the two fucking railroad ties fucking in his eye sockets, seems to get his eyeballs back.
Yeah, he pulled them out.
And the eyeball was there.
Yeah, he has his eyes back now. Yeah, as you'd expect.
The art in this one is really beautiful.
Oh man, there's some great.
Claire looked
Yeah,
great
there's
as
some great
always.
bits. Yeah, this one particularly, there were some pages where I was just like staring at the line work.
The veins in the dick, you're like, wow,
Especially like early on, they
that's
show like
amazing.
Claire's like black gloves she's wearing or something.
Yeah.
It's like, man, all the lines in that looks awesome.
Sometimes the lines are too much, like when she gutted that one guy says, Emma's ready for you, and she's like, fuck you, I'm not his bitch, I'm not his whore, and you're his whore as much as I'm his whore, and he's like, I'm not a whore. And then he talks back to her, and she just pulls out that blade and guts him from the bottom of his stomach all the way to the top.
Oh, Claire.
And she seems jealous of Jade for whatever reason. I don't think Jade's even in her own mind anymore. I think Jade's gone.
Yeah, she must be, 'cause I think she's been taken over or something.
She's like, "Give me your seeds so I can learn about the universe."
Yeah, she said she can feel his M's love.
Well, he's taking her from behind. And I guess that's gonna bring about the end of the world. And Faust is supposed to be killing the reporter, but he gets like into his conscience and convinces him otherwise. I don't know where Mr. Fun and Mr. Beef came from, and are they heads inside of the cabinet now or what? Because, like, the demon's thinking of them. I don't under
Well,
That's a thought bubble. Do you see it?
was it a thought bubble or was it a
Look at the two,
reflection?
the
All
three dots.
right, I'm gonna
There's
crack it open here. Let's see, there's some butt fucking then.
I don't think he's in her butt. I think he's in her vagina.
I'm thinking of Elizabeth Bathory.
Yeah.
I thought that the demon was Mr. Beef. I could be wrong though. Where's my glasses? What am I
No,
doing?
but he there's this panel in there where the demon goes through this like glass
Yeah, I remember.
display.
I remember where he saw. Oh,
And then
yeah,
he
right here.
passes it, and then he touches the skin that M
Right.
had on his face. That was the skin of Mr. Fun. And then down below it, there's like a thought bubble. It's got three little bubbles. One, two,
Yeah.
three. And it's got him like imagining Mr. Fun and Mr. Beef.
Right.
I don't
I
know
think
what the
he.
fuck that was about.
I think he is one of them, maybe. Is that, 'cause that's what it looks like. Like he found his own skin and he's like remembering back to when he was alive.
I didn't get that, if that's the
But
case.
why
I
else would he be
thought
remembering them?
maybe he, I don't know.
And he looks sad. He's like, Reef? No, he's
Well, maybe he, if
Reef?
he's anybody, he's Mr. Fun, right?
Oh, he's recognizing Beef because he's saying, Reefer Reef?
R-E. I don't see reef or reef. Where was
He
the
says,
reefer?
Re-Re-Re-Reef. He's
That's not
saying,
an R.
Mr.
That's an A
Oh, above
R.
that. Two panels above that.
Oh, reef.
So he's saying, Mr. Reef.
That's weird though, because Mr. Beef died in the hot tub scene. He died way before he took Mr. Fun's face off during the orgy. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? He died. Mr. Beef died first. So
Yeah.
I think he's fun. I think he is.
You think the skin
Yeah,
is fun?
and then he's like remembering his buddy, right?
Yeah. So you think he's Mr. Fun?
I think so. 'Cause Mr. Beef got annihilated in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so he's remembering Mr. Beef, the fun times they
Because
had
he was
together.
like telling Mr. Beef, "Do you like what you see? You see my cock? What are you looking at?" And then he just like fucking kills him. These allergies are just fucking killing me.
What are you allergic to?
Feel pretty good, other than like my head. Like everything in my nose and throat has gone to shit. And my eyes, my ear, nose, and eyes and throat.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
How you been besides the allergens?
Okay, except for my arm.
What did you do to your arm?
It was that Christmas injury. I can't still
Oh,
lift
yes.
stuff very much. Like yesterday,
You can't what? Jerk off. What'd you say?
well, I can't jerk off anymore. You know, after I read a copy
Tragic.
of Elizabeth Bathory, I can't go whack off. You know, I just can't go release the Kraken.
Was
No,
he
but like
what?
yesterday, I was at the storage unit because I had to get Ribbon Queen. That was the only one I had to go get.
Oh.
And I was reading, before that, I was reading Dwanch's Jenny Zero, which I needed to go find
Oh,
issues
yeah.
three and four. And those were in the other storage unit. And then I wanted to finish Lady Baltimore because I found a Magnolia book I really like.
Yeah, I saw you posting about that.
Yeah, it's really
That's
good.
interesting.
And
I don't know if I got that one.
that ties into her husband, Baltimore stuff. So there's like omnibi of Baltimore.
The Baltimores.
Yeah. He's dead in this one. Like he's gone and she's still a witch hunter. So they like hunt the Nazis have like somehow teamed up with witches and there's like this coven of witches that work for the Nazis and she's out to destroy them along with a priest and his faction of goofballs, but it's crazy. I like it. It's very entertaining. And I read something else like Kanjuku the Skinner, which is seems like it's related to all that witch stuff.
I might have that one.
Yeah, I read that. That was just a one shot.
Yeah, I think I might have gotten that one because it was a one shot. Well, it's good that you found some
Well, I had a
mutant
hard
metal
time
there.
finding them because they came out, Jenny Zero and Lady Baltimore, I just picked randomly out of a box. And I said, you know what? I don't read enough Dark Horse. I think I'll pick these. And I picked them out of a box, and then I was like, well, I got to find the other ones. They should be easy because they could be next to each other. And they weren't. Like, I don't know if there was a gap in publishing or what with Lady Baltimore, but I found that one like many months later. But I found the Jenny Zero. Have you read Jenny Zero? That's pretty cool. I mean, if you like kaiju, I don't know if you'd like that
Yeah,
stuff.
I haven't read it yet. No.
That's kind of kaiju-esque.
Was it? Yeah, I don't know anything about what it's about.
She had a father that was like hiding her, and she didn't know she was a kaiju. And then there's other kaijus that are stampeding over the world, and one of the guys knows her secret, and he sort of releases her as a kaiju. And she's like a punk rocker rebel type character, like she doesn't want to follow any kind of rules or anything. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to pull that one out.
But most of the from that point forward, the reporter's trying to like do a Luke to Vader scene where he's like, you know, Father, you're a good person inside and this is what you want and all this stuff. And Faust is like, your real enemy is M. And you need to stop him, or you're part of the problem. And he kind of convinces him to. And then M grabs this, like, ugly fucking pike out of. I don't know, he's doing, like, sex magic at the same time. He gets this pike and sticks it up Jade's vajayjay. And then starts going to town. And then Claire is like, you need to fuck me. You need to fuck me, Faust. I need your seed inside of me. And he I didn't even see his pants come down. Like I didn't know if she was dry fucking him or I don't know what was going on.
May have
But
poked it out.
where did it come out?
I had to pull out my my large book here. What do you?
Well, she looks like she's sucking on him, but he still looks like. Oh, I guess his pants are down, because you can see his legs. Shut your rattling hole, slut. You
She
think you can just fuck me and that will fuck him? When did you acquire the art? Fuck art, it's sex magic, not just any tantric shit. We're talking primal, Johnny Cock.
Yeah, Johnny Cock.
Yeah, she's got his weenie, that's for sure. In his
Yeah,
mouth.
does he have pants
In her
on there? I
mouth.
can't.
No, he
He's got boots on.
she dropped her. She's got his boots, but
How'd he get
he
his pants over his boots
I
that
think she
quickly?
pull I think the pants are pulled down. But I don't know like if
I don't
she
see
like
him.
tore the midsection. I don't know what he
Maybe
how she
maybe
got
they're like
to.
Velcro pants and they just rip right off.
Faust just goes whoosh. They're like the basketball pants.
Maybe she used some sex magic to remove his pants.
And
Maybe he
then
just didn't have any pants on to begin with. He just came in.
it's a race to orgasm. And M is turning into like a demon. Like, he's got the
Well,
wings
yeah,
and
I
the.
wanted to talk about what M was talking about because he says, let's see. Fuck, Where is it? How long is he talking? Dreaming of dreaming. Oh. So it seems to me, so there's a page like early on where it's like a lot of text and it's M rattling on about his plan. And he says like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of words. Let's see. For if all life ends, love consumes love, then you and I, and even God, will be as we have never been, a most poetic reciprocity. Amen. That's not. So he wants. It seemed like he wants to undo the creation of the world. Because
Yeah.
he's. But he claimed he's the devil, right?
I think he's some sort of demon
Because he said he was an
in human
angel.
form. He's
He
almost
said.
like he was Lucifer kind of like thing.
Yeah, he said he was an angel, and when God created the universe, instead of admiring the universe, he admired God, and he got kicked out of heaven, and he fell, and now he wants to undo God's creation. That's what I took from it.
Yeah. There's a lot of orgasms. And then I don't know what the demon is doing, like he's in the cemetery all of a sudden.
Let's see.
Rudd makes us
Never
brothers,
again.
brothers. I don't know if he's looking for beef.
Man.
Reef. See, I didn't really get that before, but I think he is. I think he loved beef. I think Mr. Fun
He
loved Mr. Beef.
misses Mr. Beef. Yeah, he goes on a rampage.
And then the
And it's
reporter seems to open up a door to some kind of demon.
then yeah. Well, the M became like a
Swamp
yeah,
Thing.
he became the swamp thing. Where is that? I can't find the swamp thing anywhere. I lost it. I can't
Maybe it
find the
came
swamp
like
thing.
that Chet in Weird Science, that it turned into a, like a blob.
Became the heap. I can't find him.
It's towards the bit back when he's in like that plant area and Jaspers is saying, "Shut the fuck up and face me, devil."
Man, that picture of there's some like awesome splash pages or panels. I thought his art was really good in this one. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. There's that lady, the what's it called? What's the lady with the snakes on her head?
Medusa.
The Medusa lady.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Moondragon grew snakes out of her head.
And then M starts, his hands like start like sinking into Claire's back. Or not Claire, Jade's back. Oh, there, yeah, and then the swamp, then he turns into the swamp thing.
And then instead of Faust getting to fight M, he gets the other demon that's Mr. Fun.
Yeah, he's fighting Mr. Fun and the heap. M is watching.
And that's to be continued. I wanted to keep reading to tell you the truth. I wanted to,
Yeah, I was into it.
because I was into it.
Now,
I have to post what I read, and not, it's issue 11, and that's a nasty cover.
have covers at the back of this.
Yeah, Act 11.
We'll find and see if there's
It's
a cover on
Claire,
this.
naked,
Six.
holding Faust's fate head.
Eleven. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed this issue of Faust.
True
I
or
thought it was
false? Here's a true or false question for you. Let's see if you could get this. When Death of Superman was published, was Eclipse Comics still around?
my goodness. Was Eclipse cut? I'll say yes.
It's true. I didn't know that till I was.
I mean, it had to be the tail end of Eclipse, but because that was like, what
Well,
was that,
Miracle
like
Man was
90,
still being
90,
published.
no wait, what year was,
92.
yeah, I was gonna say 90, early 90s, so 92, yeah, that's the, yeah, probably the tail end of Eclipse. How long did Eclipse last?
Don't know. I'd have to go through. I thought they were long gone before Death of Superman.
So why did you bring up this pertinent bit of important information?
Oh, because I just bought the Diamond previews from the Death of Superman.
Oh, so the solicits were in there for.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting solicits in here.
Yeah, that I saw that you had gotten that, and I was like, oh, that'd be a cool, that's actually a pretty cool one. It looks like Eclipse might have lasted until 1993. Oh no, I see a 1990, no, yeah, 1993. That's the last
You know
date
who
I'm
else was
seeing.
around? Tundra. Didn't know that. And Continuity was still publishing.
Tundra, I don't know if Tundra ever really went away. I guess it did at some point. Is it still around? I don't
No. Tundra was Eastman's company.
right. Because Laird kept Mirage and published his version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
TNMT was coming out of Tundra. I didn't know that either.
Collections?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did some of the collected editions. Yeah, that'd be fun to look through. Was that expensive or was it nothing?
I don't remember. I think it was like $9 or something.
Yeah, that's probably what I would have figured, under
I
10.
wanted to get the corresponding Capital City one too, just to
Ah,
look at it.
don't think I've ever seen a Capital City catalog.
Think I used to order out of a Capital City catalog.
Yeah, it was always previews, even back in the day, even back in the 90s. I was using previews. I don't think I didn't keep any of the previews though.
Oh man, they are so awesome. They are podcast gold for material.
I I know I would look through it though and find something. Oh, I really want to get this, and then find out it didn't, never came out.
A lot of them did, though.
Yep. I would hope that the majority did. One of the books I got from, I think the last convention I went to, it was a number one of, I think, I can't remember how many issues the series was supposed to be. It was long. It was like one of 25 or something like that. And then there was like a letter in it, like of apology, because that was the only issue that ever came out. I don't know what it was. It was like, man, you had some good ambitions, dude, but couldn't deliver on it.
It seems like Marvel wasn't like at the top of their game during this time.
What do you
They
mean by that?
were doing Marvel UK, which was ho hum. And 2099, which I think that was fairly successful. And it's interesting too, because Malibu hadn't hit Ultraverse time yet, so they were doing the Protectors and X-Mutants and Tarzan. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it would be fun to look through one of those old catalogs.
Razor was being published. How about that? Heartso.
What year you say this was? 90.
92.
92. What was I getting back then? I was getting a lot of Fantagraphics, Slave Labor.
You're a pretentious dick. That's what you are.
What's Slave Labor bringing out? With Milk and Cheese coming out then? I think it was. Fantagraphics had 8 Ball, Hate, Peep Show, Slutburger.
Yeah, I never got any of that.
God, they had a lot of good stuff coming out
Peep
then.
Show I discovered way late. Like, I was reading Joe Matt's collected
Yeah,
editions
the
from
collected editions.
Fantagraphics, like Spent and a couple others, and I'm like, I became fascinated that this guy's life, he lived in fucking poverty, man. Like,
Yeah,
just
intentionally.
nothing. Like, and every time he could get his life going, he never wanted to, like
I don't know if he ever
with
had a
the
job.
girlfriend. No, but he had a girlfriend that could have gotten him out of that.
Yeah.
Just found it interesting from a perspective, like, to have somebody that had no goals and or wanted to achieve them.
He had a goal. He used to rent pornos
And
and like,
masturbate.
well, he would copy like just the scenes he liked, like the fucking, and like make his own compilations.
Can't believe I didn't talk to him, man. That would have been something. I was like, I don't want to shake his hand. But I was at San Diego one year and he was there.
Yeah, I know. I've heard the story.
Yeah.
You chickened out like a little
And
baby
I had
man.
just finished watching Spent
You couldn't get a
or
little
reading
cum,
it.
you couldn't get a little cum on your fingers. So
Well,
pretentious.
Spent is like the there are a couple of them that were sort of tame because they're his childhood.
Yeah, the later issues he went into his childhood.
Yeah.
Like the last
But
ten
they were all
issues.
from Peep Show, right? I mean,
Yeah, it was just the last few episodes of Peep Show were childhood stories.
you know why I think this is allergies too? Is I get a migraine, and I usually don't get a migraine when I'm sick.
Yeah. Can see that.
So I'm gonna take some ibuprofen.
Shit, I don't have a headache today. Yesterday I had a headache all day. Couldn't get rid of
Well, I've
it.
been getting them pretty bad lately, and our pollen count's like fucking through the roof.
Yeah, I think that's what's killing me right now. Hopefully this snow kills all the plants out there.
Might give you a little bit of a break
Give me a
before
reprieve.
it melts.
But now it's melted, so now they're gonna come back to life.
I'm really glad this Faust thing came out, and I think I'm glad I'm reading it when I'm more adult. Because I don't think I would have. I think back in my college days, I wouldn't have. I would have gotten like overwhelmed with the text on this fucker. And I think I would have just looked at the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're doing it on the show because that's forcing me to go through it because it was pretty rough at first. I mean, the art is beautiful, but the story was so hard to comprehend early on that I'm not sure I would have not stopped reading it and just looked at the pictures at some
Well, I was
point.
looking at the Book of M, which came out on Avatar. I don't have the third one yet, but that's gonna be a bitch to read because it's prose. It's like it's got like a
It's
full
his
a
diary or his
it's
journal.
yeah, it's got like a full page of text and then a picture.
Yeah.
And a full page of text and then a picture, and it's like, oh
Oh,
my God, that's gonna
that's
be
gonna
a
be
bear
rough.
to break down.
It is. I think they have enough stuff to bring out another hardcover, right? Because they got that. They got the Claire. Didn't Claire have a miniseries?
Well, they said I just recently got an email that they're working on something.
Okay. Oh,
I
hopefully
don't
it's
know what
that.
they're working on.
Yeah. But there's also that Faust 666 or whatever, 777, something like that.
Yeah.
So there's more stuff they could. Or maybe they're gonna do a Grips, I don't know.
After I complete the
After
whole
you
thing.
complete your run, yeah. They'll probably need two volumes for that though.
Yeah, Grips is interesting because that guy has money, and he like robs and take gets more money from the criminals, and he like turns into like a Bruce Wayne where he fights crime, but he kills people, doesn't care,
And steals their money.
and steals their money. So he's like a Robin Hood except he keeps it for himself, and builds like his little criminal. But he does find like two assistants that are like his tech people to start helping because they find out his identity. But yeah, he's up against huge criminal organizations, and then they hire some woman who's in politics and stuff to go kill him, and that's kind of where I am in the story is the criminal empire is starting to get the upper hand. Like they almost like burn him to death, like in a building, but he finds a trap door and sort of saves himself. But yeah, we'll see where it turns out. Like it's pretty interesting. I like Grips.
Yeah, I like the
His art is
concept.
nowhere near as refined. I mean, you could see that
Yeah.
his line is there, like you could see, but it's not like hyper detail like Rip or Vigil or Rip is killing it on Wolverine right now. Oh my God, he's doing such a good job. I am
Yeah,
fucking loving that.
he's awesome.
I am loving the Percy Rip combo on Wolverine for sure. He's amazing on that book. Beast is fucking crazy in that book. Like I they haven't like explicitly, I think it's Dark Beast, but he's so twisted in that book that he basically killed Wolverine so many times and then he brought him back to life as these like weapons of X, and he like made them so they're dumb as shit and they have to obey him. So he's got like all these like they call them weapons of X. And Wolverine has to go track them all down and kill them. But yeah, I like that storyline. It's really cool.
So are they gonna end that title when they relaunch the X-Men stuff, or?
I don't know. They're relaunching a lot of stuff. Like, I know they have Wolverine listed there and X-Force that are still going on. But I would think they'd be pretty, like, I don't know what sales numbers look like, but everybody I know that's reading like Benjamin Percy on X-Force and Wolverine are pretty happy. So I don't know what the I would think their sales numbers are pretty hot, like hot right now. And then he came up with Helverine, like Percy did. That story came out of the Ghost Rider Wolverine team up. I hope they keep Rip in there. He's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be nice if Marvel just kept them on some title constantly.
Like, I know they're gonna relaunch, but I would just keep the team if they can. They're gonna be a strong team. I know they're going back to the old, which I could use a break. Krakoa was starting to outlive its welcome.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It was a very innovative thing to do for sure. Like, it took the mutants into an area where it was totally new. It hadn't been explored before. And it's one of those things you take a chance on. Some of the books weren't as good as others. Like, X-Men Red, if it wasn't for Storm, like, it's really hard to get a hold of, like, grasp onto all the different characters that are in that book, because they're all people on Mars, and it's like, I don't really care about this. But, and they don't, like, there's so many of them that it doesn't, like, get you attached to any of them. It's just like throwing them all out there. But the Immortal X-Men is pretty fucking amazing. That's like a very political mutant book, but it's very, very interesting. That's the one I Both of those books I'm just reading digitally. But I wouldn't have been upset if I bought them, especially Immortal X-Men, because that was really good. You could read it all digitally. It'll be at your fingertips. So, do you want to jump to, since we're in the nasty, we could go to the Elizabeth Bathory,
Oh,
our
yes,
next two chapters.
start with the I guess we're not really starting. We did Faust already. Yes, Elizabeth Bathory by Raul Caceres.
Chapters 2 or 3 and 4.
Chapters 3 and 4 for those following along at home. Let me. Now, I want to quickly flip through the pages and see if there's any that don't have. No. Yeah, no, every page is not safe for work. Every single page.
Yeah, chapter 3 is. I get lost in this. This is a
Yeah,
lot of dicks in this one.
I gotta find my notes.
She's still trying to drink the cum of the demon lord.
Yeah, and then Zerto, who's a bird man, he comes in. He's carrying a baby. Is he gonna eat the baby?
The way I understand the baby thing is they eat them. Like, even Bathory eats them.
Okay, so yeah, he comes in and he just a freshly collected baby that is gonna eat.
But as this demon, like, he just had all this sex with Bathory, and then he says he introduces her to Countess, who's got vaginas in her breasts.
Yes.
it.
She has, yes.
He
Two
says,
vaginas
yes,
for her.
Countess, she has pussies where she should have nipples.
Yes.
You are an asshole. I told you to come inside my tits. You have to fill my breasts with milk, damn it, degenerates.
They get into her like history. And she, what happened? Her baby was kidnapped. Well, here. When she was immortal, she
Against the gods,
blasphemed
when her
against the
dead
gods.
son was born, so she was cursed and
Oh.
turned into a night owl.
Yeah, her baby was stillborn. So, in frustration, she kidnapped other mothers' children, breastfed them, but her breasts were dry. So she took a knife and cut them. And they transformed into female parts. And now she's crazy. She thinks that by filling them with cum that
She'll have kids.
she'll have milk. Yeah, she'll be lactating.
Yeah, I guess.
Listeners, I apologize. If you want to fast forward through this part, I would not hold it against you. But then, so the main storyline is there's this, I guess, ancient vampire, the Varkolia or whatever, who's traveling in a coffin. So the Birdman tells them they need to go talk to the witches to find out where the coffin is going.
And then Bathory runs into this dragon with two snakes on his shoulders, and he has a body of, looks like a horse, but it's got claws like raptors and a tail.
Yeah, he's like a what are those creatures called? The half man, half horse. He's one of
Not quite,
those.
he's definitely more demon.
Yeah, but he looks like his skin is like a snake. He's got claws and a
And
tail.
Bathory is getting eaten out while she's sucking this horse d demon's dick.
Yes, the horse demon has his way with her.
Yeah, he does.
Every which way.
It's weird how she got her head back on. It didn't explain that.
Don't know, she's a demon. And then the horse guy tells her that, oh, the witches are meeting at the ponds, and he lists out a bunch of the names of them, including one that invoked him, is going to be there. So that'll be our next stop.
The
The
minions all come in there too,
witches.
and they start going on Bathory with every hole that she has.
Yes. We are going to come on the Countess again. Okay.
That demon is called Boon.
Yeah, Boone. The demon Boone.
This bastard is no longer communicating by signs, but I still don't know. I shit on Satan, you gang of dead fuckers are done coming. And that's how it ends.
End of chapter.
Man, this is filthy. This is probably the nastiest shit
This is,
I've
yeah, it
ever
is.
like.
That's what, when I
And I,
finished reading the story,
I've
I'm like,
seen.
that is absolutely the nastiest thing I've ever read in my life.
Well, I've read some Eros comics, but this is just.
I've read
Oh
some nasty
man.
stuff, but this is just
It's beautiful
beyond.
though. It looks
Oh, it looks
fantastic.
fantastic. And the writing is really good too. It's
Yeah,
weird.
it's weird
It's
when
all
they start
crazy.
telling a story. It's like when it's not sex, it's like a real story.
Yeah, it's a real story, and they got all there's like all this back history and stuff they're telling, like of the vampire, different vampires and the witches and everything. Meanwhile, there's like the most explicit Beyond everything you've ever imagined, the scenes going on. It's
Yeah.
crazy. It's crazy.
I wouldn't know what to say if my mom came in and saw that I
My
was reading Elizabeth Bathory. Like, I just wouldn't know.
God. We cannot just. I think the only way we can justify it is we're reading it for the
I've told Barb about it. I said, this is filthy. Like,
podcast.
there's.
I mean, you can't. It can't get filthy. Like, this is the filthiest anything could ever get, right? No, I guess there could be filthier.
It gets into like weird stuff, like bestiality and like all kinds of stuff.
And there's so much cum. There's cum on every page.
Yeah, and she left her protege
Yeah, what happened to the
getting cum on her
Oh,
face,
she was
like
getting bukkake'd.
bukkakeed. Yeah, we still don't know where she is.
Yeah, I was wondering though, like, where's the younger looking
Protege.
vampire?
Yeah. She
Where's
didn't
her protege? She just left her.
just left.
She's like, "Well, you enjoy your bukkake. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go fuck a horse demon."
So since we're in the filth still, we might as well get to a penthouse.
This was not filth.
No, it's not. And we have Gilliam March.
This was surprisingly really good. Well, not surprisingly. This exceeded my expectations, though.
It exceeded
I'll
my
say that.
expectations, and not it being filth. Like all the stories had like depth to it.
They're good, man. There's some good stuff in here.
The first one was the best. Like I really like this one.
Well, it's got the Gilliam March art, so forget about it. Beautiful. Watercolor art. Oh, so good. It's art and colors by Gilliam March. Oh, and
It's
it's Gilliam.
unusual because it's like it opens with this girl, like she's going to meet this guy that she's trying to hire, and he's like a porn star that goes into this theater and has sex with another woman
Right.
while this play is being performed in front of everybody.
Right, there, yeah, it's a live sex show, and apparently he has a big donger.
Yeah, and she says that she wants to hire him for a job, not for his dick. But then there's that weird scene, like where the girl that he had sex with is outside on a motorcycle, and then people, like this one Asian woman, just has her guys attack her, like it,
Yeah, she gets
and
beat up.
he doesn't defend her. He just sits there and watches. But she just says, don't move. Like, they'll kill him if he does. And then she wants to have sex with him, so he has to. And I guess he seems like he underperforms because he's easy to have sex in front of people, but when he's being threatened, I guess.
Yeah, and I like the bodyguard's just standing there watching, and
Yeah.
she's like, "He always watches. There's no secrets between us."
This ended like on a cliffhanger, if I remember, though. She goes to meet him for lunch, the one girl that's hiring him.
Yeah, the agent or whatever. Those are some beautiful pages where they're out, like in they're outside a restaurant, and it's sunny, and you can see like the sun coming through the leaves and stuff, and the shadows on their faces. Oh, it's so good.
He's amazing artist. God, he's fantastic.
Yeah, these pages are. Oh,
Oh yeah, I wanted to find out about Ona because Ona was the girl that he was performing with and she was in the hospital. And he says, I wanted to ask you about Ona. Can you find out how she's doing? He says, why don't you go find out for yourself? Then it ends.
Yeah.
In the next Videodrome, is kind of like a Thelma and Louise who meet in the military. One's
And
black and one's Hispanic, and they,
were they Afghanistan or something? Is that
yeah,
where
they
they
were in
were?
Afghanistan and they got kicked out of the military because of their, they were gay.
Then they meet a woman who runs like a underground fight club for women.
Yep. And now it seems like they're hunting down neo-Nazis.
Yeah, they go perform in a strip club, right?
Yeah, they're in a strip club and they painted their faces so they look white.
Yeah, they painted. Yeah, they put makeup on so they're white. But they know as they dance, it's gonna like wear off. And then once the crowd realizes it, they pull out their guns. But then the women have their own guns and they take out all the racists, all the rednecks.
Yeah, and during that whole time, they're giving flashbacks of them in the military and Fight Club and everything else.
Yeah.
Her makeup's a mess. She's got dark skin and a wig. And the other one, it's a Mexican.
This was by, who did this one? This is by Steve D and Jeff.
I like how she took that axe and just threw it
Yeah, that's
right
a
into
great
that
page.
guy's
That's a great
forehead, and you
page.
could see the axe like twirling.
Yeah, flying through the air. That's a nice double page spread. And I like, so this is these are obviously European stories, and I like them because they like fill up the whole, like this is magazine size, so they fill up the whole page. Great art in this one too.
Then there's a Word Finder from the AVN Female Performer of the Year.
Yeah, did you do yours?
No, I could Xerox it and do
Could.
it.
You could. Then we got Miss October by Steven Desberg and Alan Kurex.
This one's about a woman that had trauma in her life and she was raped, and it seems like she doesn't remember a lot. And now she's deaf, like she lost all her hearing, right?
Yeah, she lost her hearing
And now
in
she
an
robs
attack, right?
things, but she's really robbing things so she could get to somebody.
Yeah, this one I was a little confused as to who the people were, 'cause there's the
Well, there's the cop,
yeah,
and
the
then there's
cop and
another guy, and they look exactly alike.
yeah, that's what I had trouble figuring out which guy was, well, they're both cops, right?
Yeah.
'Cause there's a cop that's married, Klieg. But like early on we see, so the woman who's a thief, the deaf woman, she gets caught by a cop, and that's Klieg.
And he lets her go.
Yeah, he lets her go because they're apparently having an affair. So he just lets her go, and then we flash back to 2 years before where we see him married with a kid. And then there, yeah, I gotta remember. Who is this other blonde? See, that's the problem. There's too many like blonde women and
The art is really nice. He just doesn't like make the characters look different enough.
yeah, that's yeah. That is my one complaint.
Mean, could put different hair or different like
Yeah, just make their
scars or
faces.
something,
Yeah.
but he doesn't.
A little different, but I did like it. It was a good story, though. I enjoyed it.
They find a It also has a serial killer and somebody's killing women.
Oh yeah, the cops go to
Yeah.
yeah. Well, it's funny because she's leaving and she's afraid the cops are going to get her, but they just pass her by and because they're going to this other house where someone was killed.
Well, there's a serial killer that like strips the women of all their clothes and then he puts them in poses and then
Take, oh, he takes a picture
takes
of
pictures of them and then puts like Miss February, Miss January. So every
him.
month there's like a different murder.
This is Hollywood in the, like, I don't know what year it was, 40s or something. 60s.
Probably 60s or 50s, just based on the cars and the
Yeah,
way they
that's true. Oh,
dress.
yeah. That's definitely a 60s car.
I spit on your grave. This was a weird one. I wanted to talk about this one because I. This guy is just going to like a small town, but does he have a bad background or something? Like, I didn't quite understand what he was doing. He's going to go work at a bookstore, and he just gets a job at a bookstore.
Well, because his a friend of his brother's got him this job, right?
Yeah, but why is he heading there? Like, is he running away from something or?
He must be. I mean, he's armed.
It doesn't really explain it, but he starts to fit into this culture of college people, it seems like.
Yeah, he gets a job at this.
But it seems like he's an older guy. Like, he's older than these kids.
Yeah, he's in his 30s, probably, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he meets these kids at a. He orders a grapefruit at the soda shop, and then he pours liquor into it. And she says, "No alcohol here." And he says, "It's okay, it's my medicine."
And then he goes out with these. I guess there's three girls and a guy, and they go out to like a picnic. He plays some guitar, and they all get naked to go skinny dipping, and he stays behind to fuck this girl. And then it shows them like being in relationships with all these girls and these guys. It's weird. And I don't know the point of it. Like, I never got
Yeah,
like where
where
it
it's
was
going.
going, yeah.
Now this is it says an adapt it's an adaptation. 'Cause was this a book or a movie or both maybe?
It could be.
'Cause I know I've heard I Spit on Your Grave before.
That is not this. I Spit on Your Grave's a revenge rape story.
Maybe this is a revenge rape story.
Do you think it's continued? I don't. I think that it ended. Well, I guess it's going to be continued.
Well then, what's it says as adapted by? Maybe it's not the movie. Maybe that's got to be adapted from something.
Know.
But it's definitely not the newer. Yeah, that's about. Those are about women, though, right? I have no
I
idea.
Spit on Your Grave's been remade too. Like it was done in the 60s and 70s, I think. And it's a revenge story and then I think they came out with like I Spit on Your Grave 2 and maybe a 3 and then they started to remake them.
There is a 1946 crime novel. It was made into a movie in the 50s.
See, that's not the I Spit on Your Grave.
That's a different. Maybe that's what it's based on. It doesn't really have an. It doesn't say what it is, though. It just says it's. Well, no, this is. Yeah, I don't know. But this is 1946. This story was not in the 40s, was it? This during Prohibition? When was Prohibition?
It could be because of the alcohol. I don't know.
Hey, that's a pretty old looking car. I don't know.
Seemed like to be in the 60s and 70s to me.
It doesn't say.
Then we get an editorial about the most expensive adult films ever made. I think Caligula Caligula is
Caligula.
the most. It's 17 million. The most successful adult franchise of all times is called Pirates. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think I spit in your game. It looks like it is based on the book.
50s. Then you get a penthouse pinup of a model,
Yeah.
which is pretty tame until like the last couple of pictures.
Yeah. You get some boobs later in the later pictures.
Very tame for penthouse, though.
Yeah, these are more Playboy pictures.
Yeah. But yeah, really good book. I thought
Yeah.
all the stories were something I'd want to read for an anthology. It was pretty damn good.
It's rare to get an anthology where you like all of the stories. And I liked all of the stories in this
Yeah.
and look forward to continuing reading them. So I thought it was great, and I'm on board. Even though it's magazine size, which means I need to
Get a magazine box.
put it in my magazine box.
But so are distillery and all that other shit too, so
I know, they're killing me.
all of Matt Kent's books, if you're buying them,
These
they're all
giant
big.
books. Why? What's the
Even
point?
Image is doing it.
Everyone's doing it. It's the
Did you
new
get the
trend.
what facsimile of the Batman Limited Collector's Edition? That's awesome.
Don't think so.
It's
What
like
is,
a
I don't even know what you're
treasury. It's
talking
like a
about.
treasury size comic book that was done way back in the day, and they
Yeah.
did a facsimile of it, and it's the same size, like of the treasury size.
I missed it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Why didn't I get that?
I don't know, 'cause you don't care about DC or Marvel.
Sometimes I do. I like Treasury. I like Treasury editions. Oh, when we were talking about like how we got into comics, I totally forgot that probably my first comics that I ever read were probably the Treasury editions at my grandma's house.
Oh, really?
Because she had like a stack of, they got a stack of Treasury editions for like the grandkids, when the grandkids came over to read. So those are probably my first ones, because that was when I was like a little kid. When did those come out? Like in the early 70s,
Well,
mid
that's nice of
70s?
your grandparents to do.
I know. It was. I still have some of them.
That's how you were introduced to Faust, treasury size Faust, and Elizabeth
She had
Bathory.
a surprising number of Crumb comics.
I
It's awesome.
still have the. I'm curious to read. I bought the Crumb Bible, or that's the Old Testament or something that he did.
Okay,
Yeah.
I don't even have that.
I have that, so.
I'd like to own that.
Supposed to be close to it, but it's his, like, if he read the Bible and he made his interpretation of it.
I think it's like a graphic version of it, right?
I think so, but I don't think the Old Testament is
No, it's all.
ungraphic. I think it is
Yeah.
graphic.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of killings and things of this nature.
So what else do we have? We have Savage Dragon.
We do have a Savage Dragon. It's always nice to have a new Savage Dragon to read. So one complaint I have about Savage Dragon, and he kind of talks about this a little bit in the letters, is because he does the comic like in real time, so every month is like a month in the life of these characters, which is fine normally, but when you are delayed and like skip a few months, you end up with issues where it's just like trying to like bring people up to speed of what happened over the past 3 months. And I'd rather just like a story, have a single story that took place in those 3 months rather than a breakdown of the high points of what happened in those 3 months.
I don't pay attention to enough to that theme of the book that it matters. I mean, they're in San Francisco now and they're shopping and they're finding that candy bars and toothpaste are behind locked
All locked
glass.
up. Then they some dudes break in to steal stuff, and that's when they find out about the drug, right?
Yeah,
The super juice.
because the cop tells them.
Yeah, the cop tells them that they're on super, because he's like, why did they break through the window? Why did they just walk in the door? She's like, they're on this super juice that makes them super powered and crazy.
Then Frank is in Mr. Gloom's body, and Mr. Gloom is in Frank's.
Yeah, so Frank is in Mr. Glum's body, and Angel's there, but it's like a 6-year-old angel.
And meanwhile, Mr. Gloom is having sex with his wife. And there's a lot of cum.
And she's like, "What have you done with my husband?" And he's like, He's like, I don't know what you talked about with Malcolm, but you really outdid yourself.
It's almost like a Lady Elizabeth Bathory scene there.
This would not be out of place in Elizabeth Bathory.
Then Maxine goes off on, I guess, the current climate of everything.
But first, we had a scene of what was the tiger's name?
I don't remember, but it's the
I don't
tiger that
remember.
was
Frank or something like that.
it's the tiger that was hanging out with that their daughter.
Yeah, with the daughter. So I think he's on his way to
Is her
San
name Maddie?
Francisco. Yeah, Maddie.
Maddie.
I think he's on his way to see Maddie in San Francisco, so riding the train. But some train hobos find him under on. See someone under a blanket and they lift it and see there's a tiger and then they jump off the
Then the little girl that's getting picked on is taking those drugs, and she gets hyped up on those drugs. Oh, there's a cool scene in here while Maxine is going off with
Oh yeah,
the ranting about current political situation, and then Mickey Mouse shows up.
and he knows Mal. He recognizes. He's like, "Hey, are you a Savage Dragon?"
Yeah. He says, "You're the young fellow who saved the world from aliens and put a stop to Osama bin Laden when he became a giant irradiated rage monster. And here's my wife, Maxine. Steamboat Willie changed my life." And he says, "I'm also a big fan of your viral video. The way you fucked your bean and sprayed the crowd in front of
Flicked
the
your bean.
flicked your bean and sprayed those strippers was a master class in self-abuse. It was such a turn on. I've got something in Steamboat Willie myself, if you know what I mean." And then he's like, "Hey, if you're into like
He
switching partners."
proposes.
So as soon as
He's a
Steamboat
swinger.
Willie came into the
Mickey's a swinger.
yeah, Eric Larson took advantage of it.
Why not?
And that little girl that was being picked on is using her power now to kill all kinds of students.
Yeah, she took the super juice.
And she's kicking the shit out of Malcolm.
But then things don't go well for her.
She has a heart attack.
She has a heart attack.
Then we get a backup with Roughneck and the Frankenstein Force. This was done really well, I thought.
Yeah, I like this backup a lot.
Yeah.
So this is by Rich Woodall and Mark Wessler. Yeah, so it's this. Do they say who the doctor is?
I don't know, but he like takes pieces of.
He's taken all the pe he collected all the pieces of the Vicious Circle after they got slaughtered, and he's putting them back together again.
Making a Frankenstein
Yeah, making
force.
Frankenstein monsters, sewing the pieces back together.
And he did that with Roughneck. And then Roughneck tries to go take over the.
Yeah, he goes back to the Vicious Circle and he
Vicious
sees that
Circle.
there's only a few of them left, and they're just like playing cards or something, right? He's like, Vicious Circle is done, you dumbass. He's, then I'll make a better one.
And then
So it
that
looks like.
Maple Leaf guy is undercover. Takes him out.
Yep.
Yeah, I liked it. This is 269's already out yet. It's already out now too.
Oh.
He's doing a little bit more with colors too on the variants. Like, it's not just the Marvel logo, it's
Yeah, I don't know
this one he
which.
did like a black and white and then has the characters in color.
Yeah, that's the one
It,
I got.
yeah.
Is that the B cover?
It's the B cover, yeah.
Is the A cover the same, just colored?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I like this black and white cover. It's cool. And I like on the cover, you can't tell who it is, so at first you think it's Amy that's beating up Malcolm.
Yeah. I didn't think it was Amy. I thought it was his wife.
Yeah, his wife.
Maxine. Amy's the one that's having sex with Frank, right?
I don't know. I'm bad with names. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Don't remember who Amy is.
Amy's the one that fucked Malcolm, but now is married to Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. And what else do we got? We got Fantasy Comics. This was pretty good. I
We
liked
do.
it.
Number 3 and 4 of Fantasy Comics, the
I'm
ongoing
getting more into this story than I
series.
thought I would.
It's really well done.
Yeah.
So this is Adventure Finders by Ben Dunn, or Ben, not Ben Dunn, Rod Espinoza.
They got recruited in the last episode so they could go on this adventuring with this team of people and as like
Right.
students, and they'd learn how to fight and how to become heroes.
They're traveling with their army.
And they have a run-in with another clan, and they get wiped out pretty good. Like, there's a lot of injured people. And that leads them to another, like, to go get help. They end up going to a small town, and they end up back in the main character's, like, where she was an orphan.
Right, where she grew up.
Yeah, and she meets her friend there who was there, and she's into like witchcraft and all that stuff, but she asks for a favor, and she's like, "Can you help me go get some kids from this other place, retrieve them, because they were being used for as slaves." And she agrees to go there with her two other friends. So they kind of like
Right.
quit the group. One of them continues to go with the group. The three of them quit to go help on the small mission. And then
Yeah,
hopefully
because the other
join
guy
them
is like,
later.
I wanted to be in this army my whole life. It's like, I can't abandon it. It's
Yeah.
like, okay. They go, so they go there and they demand to see, because I guess when they let these kids go to these foster homes, there's like some kind of agreement that they're allowed to come and check up on them. And they see that this kid's like in rags and stuff and has been like forced to do work all night long and stuff. So they get upset and want to take him away, but they won't let him go. And then they find out there's a couple other kids there too. So they end up using the money that they stole from the dead in the last battle to buy these kids freedom.
They make him work double hard too, because the one kid has only one arm, and they
Oh
like
yeah,
make him
they
work
make him work
twice as
double. Yeah,
hard,
they make him
double
work double
shifts.
hours. Yeah, because he only has one arm. That's
That sucks, man.
harsh. That's harsh. This is good, and the there's a lot of good battle scenes in the number three.
Yeah.
Because they're the main one against the army, and then the. Well, she actually ends up falling down a hill with these two like pig guys, these green pig men, and then fighting them.
Well, that's after they're trying to get the kids back to the place, and those pig guys want to eat these kids, I think.
No, that I'm talking about. No, in three there were some green pig guys, and this one there's like some green, I don't know what they're, furry looking dudes.
Okay. Trolls?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they say what they are. Oh, Torbolds. Torbolds. Give us meat. Yeah, they want the kids. Give us meat. Little meat mine. They beat them up and leave. And then they take the kids back to the orphanage place. And now they're off on their own.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm enjoying this story. It's good.
I tend to like the ones that have these continuing stories that are really good. Like even in the Jungle Comics, and they're Zan or, like I like the stories that are the continuing ones more
Yeah,
than the
so
other ones.
you can get invested in them.
Yeah. This one surprised me. You picked Edenwood, and I didn't think I was gonna like this, but I
Got
liked it a
lucky, like a
lot.
fuck. Yeah, it was good.
Like I really liked it. I don't know if it's weird. It's like fantasy post-apocalyptic, like in the future where all hell goes to in a handbasket. There's this like fantasy
Well, this
world
is the
now.
one where there's like a barrier, right? It's kind of like that
Yeah.
TV show I was watching where there's like a darkness and there's like a barrier and the barrier's like moving towards the populated areas.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of teenage friends, kids, and they like hang out together. And it looks like there's a brother and sister. They both have white hair. And the
Yeah.
sister goes off to meet one of the kids that she likes, one of the older kids, and the other kid is still marching with his kids, and they get separated, and then she goes missing, and then he goes to try to find her, and they
Yeah, she
run it.
goes, so they go into the barrier or whatever.
And there's this, her name is Adela, and his name is Rion.
Rion.
Rion. And they run into this swashbuckler guy inside of that zone who's slashing up demons. And then Rion becomes his apprentice because he has a choice, go back to your friends or
Well,
Become
he
my
actually,
apprentice.
when they're out there, they see the witch army like returning from battle, and the one dude's like, yeah, they were twice as that army was twice as big before they went into battle. And he's like, why don't I join that? And he says, well, you can join that, but you're not gonna last. You know, you're gonna be dead soon.
Yeah, he's like, well, why don't we tell them that they're going to be going marching to their death? And he doesn't do that.
Yeah. They've chosen their path.
And then
Good
it's
IBM policy.
interesting, 3 years later, it's like Ryan took on his master's outfit.
Yeah, 'cause he's
The
carrying he's
apprentice became the
carrying.
master, essentially.
Yeah, we see him carrying the girl, but it's not real. It's the gatherers use trickery to entrap their victims. So it's not really her. But then, yeah, he gets blown away by these two kids, and they come up and look at him, and they take off his mask, and the one kid's like, "Wait a second, I recognize him."
Yeah, it's Elias. It's the kid with white hair. It's the
Yeah,
girl's
it's his,
brother.
the girl's brother, yeah.
And then the other kid that worshipped that guy.
Yeah. So they found Rion and almost killed him.
Yeah, I didn't think I was gonna like this one for some reason, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it
I
as
thought it
well.
was pretty cool how they did it, like, 'cause it jumped 3 years into the future, and he like it turned it. You thought it was the one guy, but it wasn't.
Right.
It was Ryan or Rion.
Yeah, they flipped it on it. Well, 'cause, and he was also talking about like he the like someone died and made a sacrifice. He made a sacrifice, so we think it's that Rion had died.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So this is written and drawn by Tony Daniel.
I
Tony
liked it a
Daniel.
lot. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I gave both of these 4 out of 5s.
What did I give Edenwood? Yeah, 4 out of 5.
Savage Dragon, I gave my 5 out of 5 because I just like it so much.
That's always fair.
Faust was a 5 out of 5 this time. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, this is
Bathory is
one.
a 4, and then Penthouse was, God, it's close to a 5 out of 5, but I gave it a 4 out of 5.
I gave each story different ratings. So the Gilliam Arch was a 5 out of 5. The girls I gave 5 out of 5. The other one was 4 out of 5. And I spit on your grave was probably 4 out of 5. So yeah, so I have, yeah, so there's
I
four.
Spit
I
on
gave.
Your Graves has like this interesting thing, but you don't know what the fuck is happening. Like,
Yeah, it's a
this
mystery
guy, yeah,
now
it's like a
how
mystery.
this
It's
guy
like,
got to this city and why.
what is his motive? Like, why is he hanging out with these college kids and working at a bookstore? Like, I don't understand.
It seems to be like it's like an old bookstore too, and it seems to be one that's not really very highly trafficked.
Yeah, that's the one that
Like an old used bookstore.
where you go to and say, hey, can you help me find this first edition of this or something
Yeah.
like that?
Yeah. So it's intriguing.
We then have Jaguar.
A Jaguar from Archie Comics.
This one I gave a 3 out of 5. It was good, and I like want more, but these one shots that just poke their way in and then end right away, it doesn't establish a lot. Like it gets you in and gets you out.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I completely agree with what you're saying, and I don't fault you for bringing it down to a 3 for that reason, because it was a good story, well told, but there it wasn't really. When I got done it, I wasn't like, "Wow, that was a great story." It just kind of established who this character was, her background, and gave her a little
Yeah, see,
adventure.
there's some birds that are killing these cats inside of this area,
And Peru.
in Peru, and she goes on a bus along with these bird experts, and she's like the cat expert. And they go to try to figure out what's happening, and it's really like this bird-like guy that's luring her in there by killing cats
Yeah, the
because she knows,
buzzard.
yeah, he knows that she is the jaguar.
Right.
And what he didn't know is that she's like merged with the jaguar god, like it's part
Well,
of
she
her
goes to the
being.
temple. She goes to the temple and she meets the god, the jaguar god, and he kind of fuses with her. Yeah.
So she's kind of like Firestorm. She has this god inside of her body when she's the jaguar. And they just ri she rips that buzzard to shreds. And now the cats are no longer murdered.
Yep, she saved the cats.
I wish there was just like a Archie Heroes line where we could just have an anthology of stories of Shield and the Hangman and all those
Yeah, I mean,
different
they could
characters.
do that. Yeah. That'd
The
be a good idea.
Fox, the Comet. I heard from another podcast that there was a digest, so I got to start reading the digest really more carefully. That had
Digest for what?
original for Archie that
Oh,
had
they had an
original
original one.
Shield content, like
Yeah.
unpublished Shield.
But it wasn't a Shield collection, right? It was just like a
No, it was Archie stories
Archie.
with an
Yeah.
original Shield
Yeah,
story in
they did not mention that in the solicits. Sometimes they mention plus an all new story or whatever.
Yeah.
Collecting material plus with an all new story, but yeah, I never saw, unless we both missed it, but I don't remember ever seeing
So I
that
was
there was
listening to
going to be a Shield story.
Gods and Mo Bronze and Modern Gods, and the
Yeah.
guy was talking about it. Like he doesn't get very many books, but he was like, "Oh, I got this Archie, and it had a shield on it." And then somebody, like one of the listeners, because they have like a mailbag, he wrote back to him, said, "I couldn't find this anywhere, like at the grocery stores or whatever." So he ordered it directly from Archie. And it actually came with a shield cover, like not the one that they had at the grocery store, but the one, like an
Ah, shield
original.
cover.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. If I would
Is cool.
know that they do that in a digest, I thought the digests were all
Archie
re
related
reprint
stories.
re well, no, just
Or
reprints.
reprint. Usually they, or not usually, but sometimes they have an original story in them.
I know the comics that are like $3.99, if it's Betty and Veronica, it says, "Oh, has original story and one old story." But I didn't know they did that with the digest.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Archie 80th Anniversary Jumbo Comics Digest number 5 is solicited, and it has a brand new story. But it's just an Archie and Jughead story. It's not a. Not a superhero one.
Huh. The creators on this one were people I hadn't heard of before, but it
On which
was
one?
Carol Brown Amid and art by Tango, but it was a well-told story.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until I got to the end and there was an ad for it, but apparently I think it was in the ad. Carol Brown Ahmed, I think, writes Big Ethel Energy, which I get. Yeah,
Ah.
here it is.
That's a webtoon.
Yeah. Oh no, it was in the there's like a little article at the back. That's where it mentioned it. But she's doing that. So I have read her writing before. Big Ethel Energy. which I like.
Is there anything else? Oh, Ribbon Queen.
Ribbon Queen, Garth Ennis, and Jason Burrows of Avatar fame,
Yeah.
of Crossed fame.
This story I really liked until the end. Like I it totally like lost me, 'cause it went from something that was grounded in reality, like a murder mystery and a serial killer, to something that seems supernatural or magical, or I don't know what to
Yeah,
say.
there's it's definitely whoever the Ribbon Queen is definitely a supernatural villain.
Or is she a villain, or is she a hero? I don't know. She targeted the one guy that is suspected of being a murderer.
That's true. Yeah, the main character in this is like a female detective. She's doing the investigation.
Was really well told. There's a lot of story in there, like establishing her and her situation. 'Cause she goes
Yeah,
into her
the bulk of
boss's
it.
office, yeah, like she says, "I need to close the door," and he's like, "Oh shit, I hate when you tell me to close the door because you have nothing good to say." And she goes, "Well, the serial killer that we caught a way back, well, the girl came back into town and she was found murdered, and I believe that the suspect is the cop that rescued her."
Right, 'cause yeah,
Yeah.
'cause he was harassing her after rescuing her, 'cause he was like the big hero or whatever.
Yeah.
So he thought that she owed him. And then there's something in her past, right? Like some controversial thing.
She had some incident where she was taken off the force for X amount of time, but I don't
Yeah,
think it
because of
gave
a
us any details about it.
no, she there's a questionable kill, that's all we know. She killed someone, I guess it, yeah, she probably got suspended because of it or something.
Yeah, and she confronts the cop. Well, the cop shows up at her place, the one that she's suspecting of the murder, and
Yeah.
he basically threatening her to, hey, leave me alone, or your story's gonna come out and all this stuff. And then he's later found out. She goes to the house where he's got his wife and kids, and his skin is like torn to shreds and like these ribbons.
Yeah, ripping him up, ripping off his face.
Yeah.
They tear off all the skin from his face. And then what it, I can't remember if I figured out what the last thing he says is. Oh, he says, don't know. He says, Magor Zabid.
Maybe she knows that name.
What's a name, right? Major
Major's Zobid.
Zobid. And also, like, when she's walking to the place, she passes by someone on the street who she recognizes.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the girl who was kidnapped, right?
I think so.
So it looks like her walking around, away from the house. So is she the Ribbon Queen?
Trying to go back to find out what her name was.
She summoned the Ribbon Queen.
Rhinebeck. So it doesn't sound like Major Zobid, so I don't know. But that guy said he was innocent too, at least he claimed.
Course. Well, maybe he's saying who he thinks the killer is or something. Some
Yeah.
major.
What else do we got? You have a couple that I didn't read.
Yeah, I read Hexagon Bridge, which is from Image Comics. This is really good. So it was by Richard Blake, which I think this is his first comic. And man, the art in it is just fantastic. I really liked it. And it was about. It was weird. So it's like this family. So first they show the wife. She's running through the snow towards this like light, and then the light transports, and then she gets to it, and it's like this weird, almost digital looking thing in the ground, and it like crystals or something, and it transports her to this other world where this robot is giving her tea. And you find out that, and the same thing happens to the husband. Some robots find his body like trapped under a house in like this weird electronic looking area. And you find out they're cartographers because there's a portal appeared to another dimension, and this couple went through to try and like see what's on the other side. And then their daughter is back in the real world, and she's like psychically linked to them and says that they've been captured by the machine. So it's like this weird, like there's like some kind of AI dimension run by like robots or something, or AI that's like invading our world. It was really good though. It was really well told, and the art was really good. So I enjoyed that one a lot.
What'd you give that one?
I gave that one a 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
What was the other one I read?
It was a one-word thing.
Was it?
Rain
Oh,
or
Knights.
nights?
What'd I give Edenwood? 4 out of 5. Knights, I gave. Let me find Knights. Where's Knights? Knights. This is a big one. It was like a double-sized. That's not it. There it is. This is also Image. You're just staying away from the Image,
No,
apparently.
I've been reading
If
the solicits and saying I don't need to read that.
it's fantasy, yeah. So this is
Well,
by
I liked Edenwood, and that was
Edenwood.
fantasy. At
Yeah.
least it feels like it.
Yeah. But it's. The world they lived in was like the real world, though, right? Not a fantasy world.
It was the real world, but it was turning into a fantasy world. That's the way I looked at it. When you crossed the barrier, you were in another world.
So Knights is it's fantasy, but it's about this vampire girl. So it's a world where vampires, ghosts, and I thought there was something else exist. But anyway, the main story is this kid, Vincent, he's moving to Florida, which is now run by Spain. Spain owns Florida now. And he's going to live with his cousin because I think his parents were killed. And he first arrives and he sees the vampire girl up in the sky. And he gets excited because he's never seen a vampire before, and she's like the only vampire who's living in this town.
I know why I didn't get this.
Why?
'Cause it was Wyatt Kennedy who did Bolero, and I didn't like it.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I just know.
That's a good reason not to get it. It was good though. I liked it a lot. So, it's basically the relationship between so the kid who moved to Florida and the vampire girl end up forming a friendship. Well, because he actually finds out they didn't tell him this, but he gets back to his cousin's apartment and the vampire girl is there, so she actually is living with them, but they didn't tell her that. But then it kind of jumps to the future. And I can't remember what was the. Oh, there's like a. a hint that in this future, so this is 5 years later, that the end of the world is coming, and the vampire girl has something to do with it. But it was good. I
I
liked it
like
a
the
lot.
vampire stuff for sure, but yeah, I kept out. Instead, I read Lady Baltimore and Jenny Zero.
To the Magnolia verse.
Yep. I like it. I like it a lot. Was there anything we missed?
I don't think so.
Well, then we could talk about what we've been watching then.
Let's see. Sure. I watched something
What do you got?
on DVD. I watched a movie called The Circus,
Ooh.
starring Buster Keaton. It's one of his
A
lesser.
library one or
Yeah, it's
what?
from the library. It's one of his lesser known movies, but it's the Tramp character, so it's still in the his main line of movies. I haven't really watched a lot of Buster Keaton, but I've liked what I've watched on it. I'm sure I watched this one just because I like circuses, so I wanted to see it. It was really good. So it's about he plays the tramp character, so he's this homeless wanderer kind of hobo guy, and he ends up joining the circus, and he kind of joins accidentally because he. But no, I think he gets hired on just to help, like behind the scenes or whatever, and like setting up the circus and whatnot. But he ends up like walking on. Oh, he has to carry stuff into the center ring for one of the acts, and being Buster Keaton, he like falls down and falls in a bucket, and all kinds of slapstick things happen to him, and the audience loves it, so they end up bringing him into the circus. And they try to train him how to be a clown, but he kind of fails at that. And they realize he's better at just being himself and try. The audience goes crazy just as his antics, because whenever he goes in the ring, he like knocks over things and falls down and is generally funny to watch. So he becomes like one of the hits of the show. And then there's a whole like love story where he falls for the trapeze woman and things like that. So it was really good. I liked it. And there was I was looking at it's a Criterion release, so there's like a bunch of extras. And there was one really interesting one where they were showing these scenes that were cut out of the movie, like that they didn't include for whatever reason, but they showed like the making of those scenes. So this movie took 2 years for Buster Keaton to make, and I guess he's a real perfectionist, so they showed a couple of the scenes, like them doing like take after take after take. He used to do like tons of takes. I think for one they said he did like 700 takes of one of the scenes. But he
He's a
would
very physical guy too, did all his stunts, right?
Yeah, he did. And for one of them, he was falling down so much they had to put like a pillow on his butt, like under his pants to protect him. But it was interesting, like they had one where it was this fight in a bar, like between him and this boxer. And they showed like each take of it, and like each time they would go through it, like he would change something, like, or he would stop it for a certain reason and adjust the scene. So like every single movement was like important in the scene, and so he wanted to get like every single thing right. So they kept like redoing it and like shifting people around or moving when different people came into the scene and adjusting it just so till he got to like what he wanted. And it's just fascinating, like to be that kind of craftsman, to have that kind of vision, to know exactly. To just keep trying scenes over and over again, making little adjustments to get to like the point you want to get to. It's really fascinating. So I need to watch more Buster Keaton movies, I think.
What made you get this at the library? Was it on your want list, or was it?
Yeah, I don't remember how it ended up in my list. I'm sure it was just because I think one day I've heard something about it somewhere. But I like stuff about circuses. I actually watched another circus movie too, so I like the circus. This movie. There's one scene. He accidentally steps up on the high wire. Oh no, he intentionally steps up on the high wire, but he has like a. They set it up where he has like a wire going from him up, so he's like supported. So he's doing the high wire, and he's showing off and stuff, doing handstands and stuff, because the audience can't see the wire, but the wire like breaks off of him, so he doesn't realize that there's no wire on him anymore.
Yeah.
And then some monkeys come out, and the monkeys are like jumping on him and grabbing his face and stuff. Man, the monkeys were like, one of them was like, kept putting his hand in his mouth and like stretching his cheek out. I'm like, dang, you're getting abused by this monkey. And he just kept going. Good stuff.
What else?
I'm trying to remember what the I can't remember what it was called. What's that? The dude from Twilight, Robert. What's his name?
Patterson.
Yeah, Robert Patterson. So whatever the Robert Patterson circus movie was. Oh, look, a Robert Patterson circus movie. Water for Elephants
Ah.
from 2011. So it was Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon was the love interest in it, but it's about this kid who can't remember what the setup was. His parents died or something, I think. And in any case, he ended up jumping on this train to try and get away from this town, and it was ended up being a circus train, so they're. At first, they're mad at him. They're going to kick him off the train, but he's like, "No, let me stay, let me stay." And they end up giving him a job as like a, let's say, fine, at our next town, you can help us set up, and we'll see if you're a good worker or not. So he helps them set up, and then they, oh, I remember what the setup was. So he was in college for in to be a vet, and. I think it was when he was taking like a one of his exams, final exams, he found out his parents died, so he dropped out of school. So he tells him he's a vet, like he got his college degree as a vet, so he gets hired on as the vet for this for the circus, and it kind of follows his story with the circus, and then his he falls in love with the circus owner's wife, who then the circus owner is kind of a jerk, so and abuses animals and stuff. So it was good. I liked it.
Was it rated at? Was it R rated?
PG-13. It was good though, because I think it took place in the like 40s, probably. Something like that. It was during the Depression, and there were this circus organization was trying to survive in the shadow of Ringling Brothers.
You like circus movies and freak movies.
I do. I like the freaks and I like circuses.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, like. They show like what it takes to like put up the circus and like how many people like there's so many people like on this train that help like build the tents and stuff when they stop in these towns. It's like a huge production.
You've always wanted to do that.
I've always wanted to run away and join the circus.
You still can. Sure,
It's
there's
not too
some
late.
traveling
Not too late.
circus things.
There aren't a lot anymore.
Not circuses, but there's traveling amusement park things.
I could
You
join
could
a
participate.
traveling carnival.
Carnival.
Maybe a carny.
Yeah. You could run one of the games or do one of the rides or something like that.
I actually did start watching Adventureland, which is a Carnival movie.
Did you ever finish what was that? Berlin?
No, I'm almost done
What
Berlin.
is wrong with you?
It's I was it, yeah. I took a little break from exercising for a little bit. But now I'm back on it. Now I'm back on it. So I'm back into the Berlin.
I stopped exercising.
But I did get to the part, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but where we see some other characters from Money Heist appear, make an appearance. So that was very exciting to me. I was like, oh, because first there was one, and then there was
Well, you're
two.
getting close, though.
Yeah,
You're getting
I'm near the end.
close.
I mean, they've done the crime, and now it's the aftermath, in the middle of the aftermath.
So, I've been continuing on my James Bond trend. I'm in a lot of the Sean Connery films. I saw Never Say Never, which is pretty good. That's a remake of Thunderball, which I haven't seen yet. And that has to do with some nukes that this Spectre is the bad guys. I finally got into the Bond movies where Spectre is like a terrorist organization that just wants to. Seems like they're like a Ra's al Ghul kind of paradigm. They just want to cause problems, keep the economy going. I don't know what their goals are, but you can see the inspiration behind Spectre in the Austin Powers movies for sure, because it's always a guy petting a cat, things like that. But Never Say Never is a guy that hijacks two missiles, and man, they have a bad spy woman in there that I really liked. But she was always trying to get the best of Sean Connery for sure. But I talked about that one in detail on Retro, so I'll jump to the next one. I saw Her Majesty's Secret Service, which had J George Lazenby as the James Bond. A lot of the Telly Savalas is in this one as Biofeld. He's the bad guy that works for Spectre, and his goal seems like he's trying to. George Lazenby pretends he's what are those people that get into Ancestry? Like it was a job, like to track down who you're related to. I forget what the occupation is, but now you just use Ancestry.com or something like that. But back
think there
then it
still
was.
are there still are people who like go to like small villages and look up
Yeah, that's who
the
James Bond is
county records and stuff.
pretending to be. He's pretending to be this guy. And he is trying. Telly Savalas hires him to prove that he's part of this rich family clan that has no earlobes. And he's like, but Telly Savalas, I have earlobes. And he goes, no, I don't. I just put this fake shit on there. But. He doesn't believe him. He's there to uncover what they're trying to do, and it turns out that Telly Savalas is trying to rid the world of allergies. At least that's the front that he's using. But what he's really gonna do is send out these women who are allergic to different things like chicken and meat and all kinds of stuff out, and basically set them to destroy. So. The men male population, so they can't breed anymore. It's weird with a biological warfare device. So that's his ultimate goal. One thing I'm finding really interesting is M is not always the same actor, but Q and Miss Moneypenny are a lot across all these different Dick Tracys. I mean Dick Tracys, James Bonds. They are the same characters, so it's pretty interesting to see that. But this one was a really good and a weird thing because you get to see his wife, James Bond's wife. In other movies, it mentions like he'll be at the gravesite looking over his wife's grave, and you're like, when did he get married? I didn't even know he was married. Well, he was only married for like 10 minutes before his wife died. But his wife was the daughter of a gangster called Draco, who's part of this. And he basically hires Bond as a gigolo to try to convince his reckless daughter to fall in love. Her name's Tracy. And they both fall in love with each other, essentially, during this whole shenanigans up in the. I don't know where they are, but it's got a lot of snow and avalanches and ice and all that stuff. I think they're somewhere in Sweden, but or Switzerland. And they fall in love, but as soon as they fall in love, gets killed. As soon as they go off on their honeymoon, they're basically driving along, and Telly Savalas, who's still alive, and Irma Bunt, who's her. His assistant comes by with a Tommy gun and shoots up the car and kills her. So James Bond dies. And then I saw one called From Russia with Love, which is a Sean Connery one. This is Rob Krieger's favorite, and it was my least favorite. Just to show, like, I thought this was the most tame Bond film in terms of villain and just plot wise. It was stuff that was not as convoluted. He was basically trying to intercept this Russian typewriter that was a. It, you basically could put this device in any language. Like it was like a translating machine. He sort of like set into a trap with the Russians. So you have a Russian female love interest who he knows is a spy too, but she's not the bad guy. Bad guys are really Spectre, which is that organization. In this one, they never show the Telly Savalas or the Max von Sydow, who was the character in another Bond film. They only show the guy petting a cat. So there you get the Austin Powers reference, because you always see the villain in Austin Powers petting the cat, Dr. Evil. Yeah. But yeah, this one was sort of there was an interesting interlude there because there were two girls fighting, beautiful girls, man. It was like a cat fight, and they were fighting basically to marry somebody in that Turkish gypsy community, and Bond broke it up, so he had to determine who was gonna marry which girl was gonna marry this guy. And obviously, they were kissing his ass and doing all kinds of things for him, giving him back rubs and all kinds of stuff. But he never decided, and that was one of the plot lines that I was like looking forward to. Is like, which role is he gonna decide to win? He never decided anything. But yeah, I'm making my way through these films, and not in any kind of order, but more so availability order. And hopefully, in at least a couple of months, I'll have seen every Bond film there is.
That's cool. I think it's cool that you're doing this with James Bond. You kind of did it with the Charles
Charles
Bronson
Bronson,
stuff.
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, because it's a really good way of kind of getting a view of the entire, world that
Yeah.
that's been created that you can only get by powering through them and not watching them, years
Yeah.
apart.
Well, I never was interested. I seen a couple of movies. I saw all
You
the
know the
Craig
room, right?
films.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig films. I like them. But you know who my favorite Bond was? It's my Bond of childhood. It's Roger Moore.
Yeah, that's he was the Bond when we were
Yeah, and
the right
I think
age to know
it's
about Bond.
right. Like I don't come from the books. Like there's people that are telling me, "Well, I read the books, and this guy's closest to." Well, I never read the books, but he's the Bond I associate with when I see James Bond. It's Roger Moore. It just is. And
Yeah.
he's got like a campiness to him that I actually love. My least favorite so far is Sean Connery, because
That's people's favorite.
for me, it's not my favorite for sure. Like he's pompous and arrogant, and he's Sean Connery. Like
Yeah.
he's playing himself, it seems like.
Yeah, it's hard to think from the character.
Yeah, there was one movie, I think it was Never Say Never, that had an interesting factoid that Steven Seagal was his fight scene trainer in Never Say Never, and he got so mad at Sean Connery that his wrist, they didn't know it was broken until like later in the film when he was having difficulty.
He broke Sean Connery's wrist?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was supposed to be teaching him martial arts, but for whatever reason, he was getting really frustrated with Sean Connery.
That's funny.
And I've wa watched two Pierce Brosnan ones, and he's pretty good. It has my favorite female. I can't remember what her name is now that I Mars Mars. She's like a French or something actress, but she's by far my favorite Bond girl. She is beautiful, amazingly beautiful. Plus, she's like a really interesting character in that movie. Like, I like that plot a lot. That was The World Is Never Enough. I like that one. So yeah, I only have like two more Roger Moore films. I have a couple more. I'm watching Goldfinger now, which so far is my favorite Sean Connery one, by far. I think it's because I like the villain a lot.
Like Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
I used to have, when I was a kid, I had a cassette tape. It was B Bond themes,
Yeah,
best Bond
I
themes.
had a movie themed record that inspired me, and that's still my favorite song,
Favorite theme
Bond
song.
song, yeah. Just because I had the record of it and I played it over and over again.
Yeah, I had the. I think I got the cassette like at a, like a Kmart or something. Like they used to have like a bin of like cheap sets.
Yeah.
And I got it. I think I got it because I had a sexy girl on the
But Her Majesty's Secret Service was one of the better plots, like, of the Bond movies that I've seen. I
cover.
really like that one. That was 1969. That's pretty much all I've been doing except for basketball, so only the time I'm watching something else is when I'm exercising in the morning. Then I've still been watching Flintstone episodes, which I've been really enjoying.
Yeah, I haven't watched Flintstones in a long time. I should watch them as a old man.
Yeah, they're really good. They're very entertaining for
Probably pick
sure.
up on stuff I didn't pick up on as a kid.
Yeah, it's like an episode of The Honeymooners with dinosaurs. And they can get away with a lot more because The Honeymooners is almost entirely in the apartment.
Yes, dinosaurs.
Yeah. So we need to decide what to read next time, but I don't think we have anything except for Elizabeth Bathory and Faust. Have quite a bit that I got in my last shipment. You probably have them.
Probably.
But
Depending upon when you got it.
I'm sure we'll find some stuff. Did you get Somna in
Some.
regular?
No.
Oh, you didn't get that?
No, I don't know why I
Oh,
didn't.
Pine in what do you call it is awesome. Like that's a really good comic. Still a five
Oh,
out of
Pine
five
and
for me.
Merriman or whatever.
Merrimack, yeah.
Yeah.
That
That's
is
good. Yeah,
really
I hear
good.
good things about that one.
So I guess we could regroup in 2 weeks and find out what else we're gonna read. The one
Okay.
thing I thought was gonna take me a long time was the Penthouse read, because it was so thick, and it because all the stories were good, you know, I'm all to get through it, you know.
Yeah, I think I found the same thing. Yeah, especially, I mean, they're oversized pages, so there's more on each page, but
I was thinking, oh, this could be like heavy metal. It's gonna take me a long time,
yeah.
and it didn't.
No, they're all really good stories. Yeah, I was super impressed by the story selection in that. Oh, another thing I was surprised by. Do you see who publishes this?
Who
Behemoth.
publishes Penthouse?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, copyright Behemoth.
Well, that explains the European
The
feel.
European, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's licensed from Penthouse Global Licensing. It's like, dang. Who? What publisher is actually there? I don't even remember.
Penthouse.
Okay, this Penthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I saw that. I'm like, I didn't even know Behemoth was still. I thought they sold themselves to someone, but I don't know what's
They're
going on.
Samaritan.
Yeah, Sumerian.
Sumerian. Maybe they sold part of themselves.
I don't know if they may not have sold. They may just be publishing through Sumerian.
Because Sumerian's now publishing through Whatnot.
Whatnot.
So it's confusing.
But isn't Whatnot being published by someone else too? Like, isn't there like a
Massive.
yeah, mess? I don't know what's going on. The paperwork must be a nightmare.
I think Scout is going under.
Well, they got in trouble for. A bunch of creators said they weren't getting paid.
I thought that was Aftershock.
Scout 2. Look, it's a theme in the industry right now.
Yeah, unfortunate.
So yeah, I don't know, but there have been a lot of some weeks I get like several emails with canceled things.
Yeah, I got a lot from Scout. I mean, a ton. They unfortunately they canceled Junior.
Yeah, that sucks. I have no doubt it'll be picked
The
up
one I
somewhere.
cared about. All because people like you didn't support it.
I did
So,
support it.
no, you didn't support the second one.
I did too.
You were gonna wait for the trade.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for the trade.
Yeah,
Oh,
you
you
didn't
mean
support
the
it.
one sh the one shot?
Yeah.
That's true. You can blame it on me,
I'll blame it on
not
you.
on Scott. Scout, that doesn't mean I'm not going to get it. It means I'm already invested, so why would I get
Oh, you know the
the one
Alex
shot?
Delaney book came out now. I don't know if you have it yet, but I'd like to cover
Oh,
that.
I get it. What is it called?
I don't remember, but I
Keep
pulled it
dying,
aside.
living.
It was from Floating World Press. It seems like Mad Cave knows how to keep their line at like a certain and not kill everybody and pay everybody. And then like Vault does seems like they do a good job because they're not going under, but Scout was going like they
They
were
had a
blowing
lot of
up.
titles.
They were blowing up and I
Yeah.
think they lost control of
They got themselves.
yeah.
Yeah, they had a ton of books, man. So many pages in some of those previews.
Yeah. So who knows what's going to happen to that company, but they might turn into a back issue farmhouse of old issues. You know who's also doing that is Black Box. They're resoliciting all their books.
All right.
American Mythologies turned into that, except for like two books.
Yeah, American Mythology is always that you could always order the back issues. So sometimes I get confused with the Three Stooges books.
Yeah, same
I
here.
know I've got some duplicates over the years. Yeah, it's interesting. I did notice. Oh yeah, I did notice the Black Box because they resolicited that Militia book, the Chuck Dixon one.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it the first time around, so I'm like, maybe I should get it now. 'Cause I did like that one.
Well, it helps out in some cases because I don't know if there's a book called Empath or whatever, but I missed an issue and I was able to
Oh,
order
you
it,
could
you
pick up
know. Yeah.
the yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's probably worth it to resolicit your issues.
Yeah, if you pay attention and you know you missed it.
Because then, yeah, people who missed it can grab it.
The one thing that we could cover, at least one book that we could cover next time, is Power Pack, number one.
Oh, yeah, the new Power Pack series.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right,
Yeah.
well, I'll
Okay.
think about what else to cover.
Yeah, I'll see what I want to read.
I have a bunch for the next time, like for when you get
Oh,
your
when I
next
get the
shipment.
next
Yeah.
shipment, yeah.
I pulled a bunch of them. That Delaney book is one that I want to do for sure.
Yeah, I want to read that one.
All right, well, we could wrap this one up. You could reach Bill at DBM00 on X and Blue Sky, where he is very active, and me at Blue Sky and X at Mike Myers Brunch. You can send us email at Mike at Comic Book Noise or Bill at comicbooknoise.com. You should send us email because I'm paying fucking a lot of money for that goddamn thing. I don't understand what Google's doing, man. They raised the price another like a dollar something per user, but there's four of us, so it's like god damn. It's like four something or five something.
You could probably just get rid of them.
Yeah, it's the thing that I made a mistake with though is I started using it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you could keep yours.
I think it's just me, you, Ryan, and Derek. Ryan King that uses it. But you could send us email there and geekbrunchpodcast.com. Sorry for all the filth lately. We got to get through Elizabeth Bathory.
That'll be a little wild. Just jump past those
Faust may
sections.
turn tame now that they're done with the fucking competition. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen with that.
It seems like we're gonna do a battle scene.
It seems like there's gonna be an issue of total violence
Yeah.
coming up here.
So that'll be good for you violence fans who do not
Yeah.
like the pornos. Porno scenes. We apologize for all the content.
I read Spunky Night. That was pretty fun.
Oh yeah, you said there's lots of spunky spunk in it.
That's an interesting book because it tries to have a serious side to it too. Like a real legit fantasy story behind it. But then you get into the sex scenes and they're outrageous, you know, like Elizabeth Bathory kind of crazy.
Oh.
Not as bad. I don't think I've seen anything like
They
that.
didn't decapitate a woman with
No.
no penises decapitating women.
No.
That's good.
There was a demon though. There was a demon that fucked women to death.
Oh boy.
And then he never ran across like Spunky Knight. And Spunky Knight couldn't get enough. So she ended up like killing him because he couldn't do it
She
anymore.
couldn't kill. Oh, she wore him out.
She wore him out, man.
What a
She
way to
wore him
go.
out.
What a way to go.
Save the day.
Thank you, Spunky Knight.
Yeah. That one I had the full five issues for, and I just
Yeah.
read it last week. Right, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with more of
Spunky Nights.
Spunky Nights.
All right.
All right, see ya.
Bart.
Bye.